Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host with the, well, my goodness, I was going to say most amount of, it's just getting ridiculous now. I mean, as I walk through a door, I'm touching the top of the door frame. Just, it's madness. I don't know where it's going to be 3 months. I mean, worse, I'll just cut it, I suppose. It's not the biggest problem in the world. Anyway, we've got a big podcast coming your way, and it begins with Katie Price's ex-husband. You sure he got, yeah, he did. Simon Jordan, he was talking to Jim White, and he was talking about clubs and how they should cut player wages before using government schemes.
Tottenham made £110 million 2 years ago. They traded profitably last year. Now, I get the point, and I'm not sitting here some socialist Jeremy Corbynite nationalise everything mentality, but I'm sat here saying, come on, football, come on now. You can't sit there and have every footballer in the Premier League on an average of £70,000 a week and seriously say, let's not cut the players' wages first before we go to the government to fund our own staff. Come on, there's a moral obligation here. There has to be. I don't have a beef about jobs being protected. I have a conundrum, and it might be easy for me because I'm sitting on the outside looking in. But I believe there's a moral issue around an industry like football that's been awash with money. Everybody's had it. Look, football players and football clubs for the last 5 years have really had it on their toes with the revenues that have been increased from the broadcasters. Tottenham made £140 million a couple of years ago. Daniel's stewardship has been fantastic. I think there's a situation here where football has to look at itself and say, can I really, just because the government is offering its teat, do I really have to nuzzle on that?
Time now to check in for the first time with Laura Woods, the brand new breakfast show host who's doing, dare I say it, a phenomenal job. Keep up the good work, Woodsy. She was alongside Alan McCoist, or Coisty, as he's obviously known, or Macca. I mean, it should have been Macca. Alan McCoist. McCoist? Macca? No, maybe not. Anyway, Woodsy and Coisty were joined by Jamie O'Hara, and Jamie O'Hara was talking about Jack Grealish and saying that Grealish needs to grow up and offer a proper apology to the NHS staff.
We all want to go out and have a pint. We all want to go out and enjoy ourselves. You can't. And the NHS frontline people are working tirelessly hard to keep people alive. And you've got people like Jack Grealish who are flaunting the rules to go out and have a party till 8 a.m. in the morning. It's ridiculous. Like, mate, you're probably on 50, 60 grand a week. Go and sit in your nice big house in Birmingham that you've probably got. You know, like, just relax and chill out and focus on what you've done and this season and how good you've been. I'm really annoyed. And his apology, for me, he's embarrassing. He hasn't actually said sorry. And he just said he's embarrassed. Well, of course you're embarrassed. You've embarrassed yourself because you got caught. You know, so I just think it was a ridiculous statement to put out, a ridiculous act. And not once has he put in his apology, not once has he mentioned the NHS staff, not once has he apologised to them, because they're the people that are suffering and the people that are struggling with this virus. And all he's done, he's gone, it's a selfish statement that he's put out. And I've been his biggest fan this season, I really have. You know, you make mistakes, but what you do is you learn from them and you try not to do them again. But at 24 years of age, when you're the club captain of a football club and you've got the world at your feet on the verge of getting into the England squad, you can't make mistakes.
Back now to Jim White and Natalie Sawyer and Simon Jordan, of course, Katie Price's, yeah, you know. And Simon was having his two penneth worth on Jack Grealish, saying he's punished himself enough by being made to look a moron. What a great word that is. A moron. What other words could he have said? Plank? Could have said that, you plank. Plonker would have been another one. And I don't know if you can use but.
This is a stupid act. Those without sin cast the first stone. So with respect, lots of people do lots of things. And he's now being made a high-profile fool, right? And that will do the job. He's having to grovel around with a snivelling apology, making himself look no more the big man. He's demeaned himself, demoralised himself, degraded himself, made himself look like a buffoon all over the national newspapers. What else do we need to do? He's done it to himself, and everyone can see, you moron. Universally, unilaterally accepted now that Jack Grealish is a moron right now.
Back now to Laura Woods' breakfast show with Laura Woods. And Joe Root was on the show, and he was saying that Mark Wood, Laura's cousin, would drive him mad if he was stuck in isolation with him.
Here's one for you. Who would you hate to be in self-isolation with?
You know what? We're very lucky. We've got a great group of players, and Mark Wood is probably one of the guys that keeps the dressing room up most of the time, and always having a laugh, always having a joke, always being silly. But I think after about 2 weeks, he would drive me potty. So I really feel for his wife at the minute.
He's probably in the garden doing all sorts of chores, isn't he?
Yeah, he's probably listening to this, getting ready to hammer me when I come up.
Oh, I've just been told he's on drive tomorrow, so he's got his chance to have his say back, actually.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's it. You really find out who your mates are in times like these, really, don't you?
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Time now to head over to Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs, who, of course, bizarrely this week decided to do the show from their toilet. Paul was doing it in his downstairs toilet. Andy, of course, doing it in his outside toilet.
Yes, it's interesting today. The first couple of days that we were doing the show from home, Sue was in the other room listening to the show going out. But yes, today she's decided to just stay in here and listen to my bit of the show, which is like hearing half the show. None of the guests, not you, just me. Well, she seems to be enjoying it.
That's good. Well, she only really prefers your bits to my bits for obvious reasons. I don't blame her for that. So, yeah.
Ridiculous. And Neymar has denied flouting social distancing rules after posting pictures of him sunbathing and playing foot volleyball with friends. He said the statement, he got a statement put out about it. Neymar invited those people to spend 14 days in quarantine there before joining their respective families. Great. What a great family person you must be. Are you coming home now? I'm going to spend 14 days with Neymar playing foot volleyball. Thanks. Tremendous. The house where the player is fulfilling quarantine is completely isolated and allows peace and serenity for him to continue training. Neymar is looking forward to the end of this sad moment for humanity. Well, aren't we all, mate? Thank you very much.
As long as Neymar is, that's okay.
It certainly is. Yeah. That's true. And a bit of dog news for you, Paul. I know you like these sections.
Dog news. Yeah.
Dog news. Owners who let their dogs sleep in their bed sometimes kip in the car or bath rather than disturb them. I can't believe anybody does that at all.
So you would rather than disturb the dog's sleep, you go and sleep in your car in the bath. Yeah, no, that's literally the tail wagging the dog, isn't it? Or it's kind of. You know what I mean? That's just not right, is it? That's ridiculous.
That's definitely not right. And it's amazing how some people are still basically having a go at Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Alan Greaves from Manchester wrote to The Sun today. He said, we're starting to see the world Greta Thunberg desires. Most planes grounded and most cars off the road. The result is millions added to the dole queue and one massive recession. Be careful what you wish for. You can't really blame Greta. It's not really her fault, this, is it?
Honestly, no, you can't. People. I mean, it's a bit of a stretch, I think, certainly.
And Gucci, they're selling over. I don't know if anyone's.
Not Graham Gooch.
Not Graham Gooch.
Okay.
Graham Gooch is selling oversized knickers for £670.
Brilliant. Where are they now? It'd be a good little feature, wouldn't it? In the Essex Club shop.
It'd be utterly ridiculous.
Back now to Laura Woods on the Laura Woods Breakfast Show. And they were talking about Billy Joe Saunders' apology on Monday's Jim White Show and saying it wasn't sincere.
I am who I am, and I don't mean to intentionally do stuff like this. I haven't gone out and harmed anyone. I haven't gone and battered anyone. I haven't done anything like that. clearly said I'm sorry, and I can only say sorry.
Okay, since then he's had his licence revoked. Mm-hmm. That happened after that apology, which I don't know if we can really call an apology. I always think when you say something like, I am who I am, it kind of doesn't really qualify your apology with any genuine intent, really. I think by basically suggesting that it's everybody else's opinion and that he is who he is, it's kind of missing the whole point, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. When I saw it, I was just, you know, I don't know what in his mind he was thinking of even, you know, to post something so ridiculous and stupid. So, you know, you're meant to be a role model in boxing. You know, he's got a title fight coming up and he holds a belt, a WBO super middleweight. So, you know, I think they need to, I think his license is going to be revoked. I think they'll strip him of the title. And he needs to learn. He needs to learn the hard way, because I think it's happened before with him as well. I think he's come out and said a few stupid things. Now, obviously, some people would like him, some people dislike him. But, you know, to come out and do a video like that and say what he said is just completely unnecessary and completely ridiculous and idiotic.
Back now to JW, Jim White, NS, Natalie Sawyer, and SJ, Simon Jordan. Why does no one call him SJ? SJ, I might start calling him SJ from now on. SJ. Time now to check in with Jim White, Natalie Sawyer, and old SJ. Sounds good, I like that. Anyway, Spencer Oliver was on the show, again talking about Billy Joe Saunders, saying he's likely to lose his title and it could also end his career.
I sincerely, obviously, didn't mean to put any harm or, you know, to cause any friction or hate or upset towards myself and towards other people. I would never, you know, jeopardise anything like that, and I would never have done it to promote that sort of thing. But, you know, it is what it is, mate. I can't take it back, so you've got to take it like a man on the chin.
Spencer, that was Billy Joe Saunders speaking to us earlier on this morning. He's got himself a management team, Spencer, and he continually mentions them when he speaks to us. Why on earth didn't the management team get a hold of Billy Joe Saunders and say, look, anything you put out on social media, you have to run it by us first?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy situation. I know Billy Joe. He lives not far from me, actually, just up the road. And he just does stupid things. The timing was terrible on that, with, you know, all the domestic violence that's around at the moment. The coronavirus, obviously, people being locked indoors. So there's going to be more domestic violence going on. And he's gone and put a stupid video out like that. Now, I know Billy, and I know that he wouldn't have meant no harm by it, but he's just not thought about what he's doing, which was a stupid mistake, and yeah, he's going to get punished for it. Why the management team are not doing something, you know, and sort of advising him what to do on situations like that, or before he even puts things out like that, is beyond me, yeah.
What sort of punishment are you talking about? What are they? Will they be talking about, Spencer?
Well, listen, I think the WBO will end up stripping Billy Joe of his title. He's going to lose that Canelo fight, and he's possibly going to get a hefty fine and a big ban as well. I mean, that's a lot of punishment to have for a guy that was only trying to put a joke out there, but it's come at the wrong time, and you just don't joke about things like that. So, you know, he knows himself, Billy, listening to that interview that he done. He knows he's in big trouble. He knows he's been stupid. He knows he's made a mistake, and he knows he's going to get punished for it. But yeah, Jim, this is serious. It really is. I mean, it could effectively ruin his career.
Now, yesterday marked the 19th anniversary of David Rowcastle's sad passing after his battle with cancer. Perry Groves and Mike Keown were paying tribute to their friend and former Arsenal teammate.
He was tough. But he had that finesse and quality. He had a little sort of go-to trick every time he got the ball, little step over. He would transfer it from his right foot to his left foot and then burst past defenders. And he could hit from distance. He had the complete game. And also as well, he was very much, you know, Dave was always in your ear, demanding and driving people on before games, after games. He was a perfect player to play with because he was a winner.
He was a magnificent footballer, but more importantly, he was an even better human being. You know, we see the footballer on the pitch. Not a lot of people were lucky enough to meet Rocky off the pitch, and he was just a top human. You won't hear one person say a bad word about David Rowcastle. So that is the man himself, the player. He had everything. To be honest.
Back now to Laura Woods on The Breakfast Show with Macca, obviously. And they had the Torquay United manager Gary Johnson on the show, talking about an elderly fan offering the club his life savings. Oh, so good to hear from Bobby Gould again.
it was a real lump in the throat moment. You know, we'd been ringing round, as I say, the mature supporters that are season ticket holders. And one of my first calls, myself, Aaron Downs, who's my assistant, and Ace Hall is the captain. We've had 10 people a day to call for the last couple of weeks, which has been humbling as well as taxing, because everyone's obviously got an opinion on everything, which is great. But one particular chap, you know, I said, good afternoon, it's Gary Johnson from the football club. He said, oh, Gary, he said, I've been thinking about it. He said, and I've got my life savings. I've got a couple of £100 spare in the bank, he said. And if you need that, it's there for you. And I went, no, it's not that type of call. We're just asking you, how are you? And have you got help and that? And he said, no, but it is there, mate, if you want it. And I said, oh, we'll really appreciate that. But we don't need it just yet. Don't worry about that. And look after yourself and so on and so forth.
I'm Paul Coyte and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
And finally, but my goodness, what a finally. Yesterday on the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, we had rock and roll superstar Robbie Williams. Yeah, Robbie Williams actually phoned our show live last night and had a good old chin wag with his best mates, me and Funboy. And this is what happened. Do you remember how we got to speak to you in the first place? Because our relationship goes back quite a few years. Do you remember how it all started?
No, tell me.
So we used to do a thing on the show where we would have a competition and we would allow people to phone up and then we'd play some music from a famous year. And one of the tracks
was yours. Oh, yeah, and then you played Trippin', and then you did that thing with the throwing up thing.
Yes, but you thought we were doing it for your song, but then you realised we did it for every single song we ever played.
Yeah, no, because I remember now because I'd just done a gig in Paris and I did my song Trippin', which I thought, do people like this? Do they even know this? I might take it out of the gig. I might leave it in the set list. And then I was listening to Talk Sports, which I often do. And then they played a bit of Trippin'. And then afterwards, they had like a sound thing going, bleh! And I thought, yeah, I think that's a sign from Talk Sports that I should take Trippin' out of the set list. Since then, I haven't sung it.
No, but that wasn't what it was, Rob. Robbie. You know that was nothing to do with your song. You know that now.
It's okay, lads. I forgive you.
Rob, while you're on, I've got to ask you. There's so many things I want to ask you. I mentioned to you briefly before we came on air about a story in the newspaper, and then you were just about to tell me, and I went, actually, let's do it on air. So there was a story today in one of the Red Tops suggesting that back in the day you were in a toilet with Elton John and George Michael and you sung them three songs. Now, Jason is the biggest George Michael fan in the world, so he's desperate to hear this story. So what actually happened that time?
I was at a house party somewhere in Hampstead, and let's just say I was very high on spirits that evening.
Okay.
And I'd just recorded my first album, Life Through a Lens, or I think I got the demos or something. And in my infinite wisdom, I grabbed Bono and George Michael, took them into the restroom.
Right. It
wasn't like a cubicle. It was like shower, toilet, sinks. Sat them down and sang them Old Before I Die, Ego A Go Go, and Let Me Entertain You from my...
Well, all the way through, the whole way through?
I can't remember, but okay. It was enough of it. Listen, whether it was all the way through or whether it was a sentence, it's all wrong.
Well, at least you can look back and smile, and I'm guessing they did as well. And through it, she offers
me protection. We're taking calls on the news that broke just before the break. The Premier League have come up with another idea. If they can't end the season before August, there's discussions already in place and it could be announced as early as Friday that they will award Liverpool with a slightly smaller trophy, and instead of giving them a whole title, they'll give them half a title. Half-brained idea is on the back page of The Sun. The Mirror go with "you're having a half." And so on. Chris, the Liverpool fan, wants his say. 08717 22 3 4. Chris, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. You all right?
Hi, Chris. What did you make of this then?
I just think it's absolutely ridiculous, to be honest. I think it's a disgrace with the way that we've played this season. They just need to hand the title over. Everybody else has given up. Even Pep said himself that he's given up on titles.
But that's it for another podcast. Good work, everyone. I'll tell you what, that's one of my favourite I've done this week. And it's worth the £7.50 I'm getting for... Oh, it's gone up to £10. Of course it has, yeah. So worth every penny of those 1,010p that they pay me. Would that be £10? I can't work it out. Don't bother tweeting me. Makes no difference. I'm just ad-libbing. I'm not getting paid to ad-lib. Oh, no, I am getting paid to ad-lib. Anyway, it comes back to that £10 nonsense. Anyway, that's it. What am I talking about? Thanks so much for listening. Remember, of course, you can hear me again and the Fun Boy tonight from 10pm. For the Sports Bar, for more of the same nonsense, remember to download the stuff that you usually can just by going to ASA, yeah, the old Acast, Spotify and Apple nonsense that, of course, I drive you mad with. In the meantime, make sure you have a great day. Stay safe. Keep your distance. Don't touch anything. Wash your hands. Be good. We'll get through it together, gang. I promise you, it's a Goldstein guarantee. Won't last as long as you think it will. All right? And believe me, I've said that to many. But anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.